Hi, moms. This is Heidi St. John. Today, I'm in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. And I'm going to take just the next couple of days and be talking about something that's been meaningful to me over the last 22 years of parenting. And that has been to try to find balance. Balance is something that is, I think, elusive to many moms because we wear so many hats. And recently, I spoke at a conference an orthodontic conference in Hilton Head, South Carolina, and I spoke to working moms. And I realized that many of you listening to me today are working moms, and it is a difficult thing, right? Well, first of all, let me back up. I don't know a mom that's not a working mom, but there are many moms who are working inside the home and outside the home. They're trying to juggle lots of different things. And I think as moms, we tend to put an awful lot on ourselves. And the weight of wanting to be all and struggling to be everything to everybody causes so much hardship and so many difficulties, more than I could have ever anticipated. And I hear that resonate with moms all across the country, everywhere I speak. But the Bible has a lot to say about God's grace being sufficient for you. So listen to this. Perhaps the most often quoted verse about grace in the Bible is found in 2 Corinthians, where Jesus says to Paul and to you and me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." Here's the part I want you to catch. He goes on to say, "Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties." Can someone say trying to balance it all? "For when I am weak, then I am strong." I really think as moms, when we have children, we begin to know what it really means to lay our lives down for somebody else. I was telling my daughter recently, as she was nursing her newborn son, that I had seen a meme come across Facebook. And it had a picture of an infant and the infant, you know, just sitting up so cute, you know, looking at its mother. And the infant was saying, "Oh, mom, I'm so sorry that you're sleep deprived. I'm so sorry that you're working so hard." And then underneath his picture, it said, not really. I don't really care." I just told Savannah, isn't that true? That's what it's like. Because her little guy, Noah, has no idea how exhausting it is to take care of him. And frankly, he doesn't really care. And Savannah was saying, "Man, it is just so hard to find time for myself and time for my husband and time for this new little baby." And I said, "Yeah, it is. Welcome to motherhood. This is the challenge that every mother faces." And so for the next couple of days, I'm going to talk about balance, and I want to talk about all the different hats that we wear. And I'm going to do a little acrostic, because if you've heard me speak very many times, you know I love to use acrostics. So we're going to take each one of those letters in the word hats, thinking of all the many hats that we wear as moms and wives, and turn them into little points that I hope that you'll remember. And I want you to ask yourself some questions as you aim to find balance in your life. So the H in the word hats is for have the right priorities. You know what, busy mom? Only you can determine your life's priorities, and your priorities will determine how you spend your time. So ask yourself, what's important to me? You know, time is a commodity. It's like any other commodity. We choose to spend it, and we spend it on the things that we love the most. And when we waste that time, just like wasted money, we don't get it back. And so ask yourself, what's really important to me? It's all right to be weak. It's okay not to have it all together. But we don't want to waste the opportunity that God's given us every single day to prioritize our time. So take a moment today as you come before the Lord and ask Him to help you sort your priorities out, because the Lord wants to help you put those priorities back in order again, so that when you reach the end of the parenting years, when you reach actually even the end of your life, you can look back and say, "You know what? I didn't have it all together and I wasn't perfect, but I'm glad that I invested my time where I invested it." Take a moment today, ask yourself what's really important, and ask the Lord to help you begin those steps to finding balance in your life. For more encouragement, visit me online at thebusymom.com.